This is AgriPulse Daybreak for Wednesday, May 8th, brought to you by Watkinson Miller and Dairy Management Incorporated. Good morning, I'm Jeff Nally. Here's today's headlines. Vilsack in California. Climate smart research needs a boost, groups say. And FDA schedules webinar on the ag water quality rule. Vilsack to talk food with Newsom's wife and billionaire donor. California First Partner Jennifer Siebel Newsom will join Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack and California Ag Secretary Karen Ross in Los Angeles today to discuss the state's policy on free school meals. Also in the entourage will be billionaire hedge fund manager Kat Taylor, who has advocated for regenerative ag, has close ties to the Newsom administration, and has invested heavily to influence climate-smart ag and nutrition policies. Since 2019, Taylor has spent more than $1.6 million on lobbying the governor's office and the legislature on various issues. Taylor has also been a regular campaign contributor for various state races over the years. Taylor is married to former presidential aspirant Tom Steyer, who is among California's top political donors. Newsom selected Steyer to lead his economic recovery task force in 2020, which critics argued lacked transparency and delivered few policy recommendations. Climate Smart Ag Research funding up significantly, but still not enough, report says. Federal funding for agriculture climate mitigation research and development has doubled since 2017 to $421 million last year, that according to a new analysis from the Breakthrough Institute. It's still not enough to address agriculture's share of greenhouse gas emissions, the group says. The agriculture sector makes up about 10% of national greenhouse gas emissions. While energy accounts for about 9 times more emissions, federal research and development programs spend at least 22 times more on clean energy innovation than agriculture climate mitigation, according to the report. This follows limited growth in overall research funding for USDA in comparison to other agencies, said Don Rato, Director of Food and Agriculture at the Institute. Most of the programs in the report looked at are based at USDA. One significant one that is not is at the Department of Energy's Advanced Research Projects Agency, Energy. Most R&D funding on climate research is focused on soil carbon sequestration, but Rato said there's little dedicated to reducing overall emissions from enteric methane. From 2017 to 2023, federal programs dedicated an average of $92 million annually to carbon sequestration, according to the report. Enteric methane accounted for just $11 million in average annual research funding. FDA sets Ag Water Quality Rule webinar. FDA has announced a webinar on how to comply with its recently published rule on pre-harvest agriculture water requirements. The one-hour event will take place Monday, May 20th. FDA said it would, quote, provide an overview of the final rule and answer pre-submitted questions, as well as take live questions. 1 hour may not be enough, however. AgriPulse's Rebecca Alvey reports in this week's newsletter out today that some consumer advocates worry FDA may not have provided clear guidance on the rule about how to comply. The rule requires pre-harvest assessments as well as testing in some circumstances. You can read about the Ag Water Quality Rule, how the House Ag Committee's plans to mark up the Farm Bill may help vulnerable GOP members, and how the newly released Farm Bill proposals from Democrats and Republicans address USDA conservation programs. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak after this. Dairy Management Incorporated serves America's 34,000-plus dairy farmers and dairy importers by managing research and marketing programs aimed at promoting dairy consumption and protecting the good image of dairy farmers, dairy products, and the dairy industry. Funded entirely by dairy farmers, DMI has distinguished itself as a strategic consultant and valuable resource to businesses and organizations in the food and beverage sector that seek to increase sales and raise their image through the innovative use of dairy and dairy ingredients. Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak. OSHA proposes fining Nebraska grain yard after employee gets hit by truck. The Labor Department's Occupational Safety and Health Administration is proposing over $260,000 in penalties for a goods transport company after an employee was hit by a truck, hospitalized in January. The yard manager at Rail Modal Group's Fremont, Nebraska grain yard was struck by a truck while directing congested traffic. OSHA cited the company with 21 serious violations and two other than serious violations. It also found it had failed to meet the agency's grain handling safety standards. Rail Modal has 15 business days from the receipt of its citations and penalties to either comply, request an informal conference with OSHA's area director, or contest the findings, OSHA says. The agency began investigating in November after fielding, quote, allegations of unsafe working conditions, including exposure to struck by vehicle hazards, OSHA says. FMC reports lower revenue amid destocking. FMC reported $918 million in revenue in its first quarter, 32% lower than the same period in 2023. A decline, the company said, was, quote, driven by a 27% decline in volume due to ongoing channel destocking in all regions. Sales in North America were down 48%, almost entirely due to volume against a record-breaking prior year period, FMC said. Fungicide sales outperformed the portfolio with growth from new fungicide products. FMC maintained its revenue outlook of $4.5 billion to $4.7 billion, reflecting a 2.5% growth at the midpoint versus 2023. Share prices of the company were up more than 9% Tuesday after the results were announced. Construction of National Center for Resilient and Regenerative Precision Agriculture underway. A ceremonial turning of dirt has kicked off construction on the National Center for Resilient and Regenerative Agriculture, an ag research service lab that is being built on the University of Nebraska campus. The $160 million laboratory, which is being built through a partnership between USDA and the University of Nebraska-Lincoln, will eventually host 15,000 square feet of greenhouses and 10,000 square feet of headhouse space, according to a press release. It is intended to serve as a research hub for precision agriculture technology, as well as wheat, barley, sorghum, forage, and bioenergy grasses, ARS says. Well, that's Daybreak for this Wednesday, May 8th, brought to you by Watkinson Miller and Dairy Management Incorporated. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak, I'm Jeff Nally.